How you doing? This is Coach Burns coming to you with another episode of Building a Dream. Welcome, podcast family. Today we want to talk about the information giver and the information getter. Over the course of, last few years, there's been a big surge of self-proclaimed experts on processes regarding this football thing. So when talking to my buddies, a lot of guys that are involved in the sport and in the industry, every level, from coaching to color commentation to analyst, from college to NFL Network, coaches themselves, guys that are recruiting, high school coaches that are going through some of the same battles, it's time that we really got on the same page with the parents, coaches, and all those involved in the lives and the livelihood and the well-beings and building the aspirations and dreams of our young athletes. Right now, there's a big division. You got a faction of people that feel that they understand it and get it and know how it works and don't need the help of the coaches because the coaches don't know much. Then you got the student athlete that thinks he has it all figured out, so he's telling his parents how to do it. Then you have the coaches that have a good insight to it because they deal with the coaches and the colleges and all that good stuff that are trying to give the information. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying everybody is doing this the certain way. I'm not saying everybody's doing it right. I'm not saying that every coach cares about his kids and his players. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. I know that there are some that don't. There's some out there just interested in collecting rings and titles and making their program being really, 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 really good. And they capitalize on the talents of the few and forget about the many that contribute. There's a little bit of that in everything. But what I will tell you is that when you find yourself around somebody that has the information and the experience and the expertise in the field in which you're trying to pursue, and you choose not to utilize that, that's foolish. That's foolish behavior. And it doesn't work out well. You know, kind of give an analogy about being a sponge and the purpose of a sponge. We all know what a sponge is. You go to the store, you get them, you use sponge when you have a spill, right? Use a sponge to soak big fluids, big messes. When you need some money, you got a sponge bath, or not money, but you need, you know, to take a bath, you need some water, or you need fluids, you get a sponge, you soak it up, and you take the sponge, you squeeze it out, right? And you put the excess fluid somewhere. So a sponge is designed to soak things up. When this game, you know, student-athletes, parents, you're sponges. Your level of expertise or experience normally, does not exceed the coach's level of expertise and experience. That doesn't mean you kowtow and just kiss the turf that the coach walks on and become a pawn in the game. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that often more than not, you have the sponge who's at the base of the source of the fluid, right? And that's the coach. So picture the coach being a big pitcher of unlimited water. Just a big pitcher, constantly flowing, constantly dumping out, constantly pouring. And the sponge itself is like the size of a football field. So wouldn't it make sense as a sponge just to sit underneath that pitcher and let the pitcher pour onto you as much as you can possibly take? And then when you feel yourself getting to the brim and getting filled up, get somewhere where you can take that, what you've gained and gathered, squeeze it out, put it somewhere, then go back and get some more fluid because it's unlimited. You have access to valuable information and vital resources. What ends up happening more so is that the sponge puts saran wrap around itself, goes over to the source, lays under the source tries to pour. Saran wrap is designed to keep things in or keep things out. So then it blocks the fluid and the ability for the fluid to get into the sponge, so the sponge can then soak it up. So what happens is the fluid is now outside the sponge, right, sitting in a big pool somewhere else, which allows other sponges to come around and soak up the information that you could have gotten. But then you'll take the saran wrap off and get upset and say, you know what? They weren't pouring into me. I didn't get anything from it. Well, you're closed off. You're reluctant to receive it. Maybe you didn't like the message. Maybe you didn't like how it was delivered. At the end of the day, in this world, and especially in this sport, you can't be concerned about the messenger. You got to be concerned about the message. We love for messages to be delivered to us in a way that is pleasing, and appeasing to our soul and our spirit and how we want it to be done according to us. But the reality is, it's not going to be delivered like that, probably. I can't dictate to a person I'm seeking information from how they give me the information. I have to humble myself enough to go to them and say, I need information, I need help. And then once I do that, I have to remove all barriers and boundaries and say, you know what? Pour into me. Give me the information. And I got to be a sponge. I got to sit down, write it down, soak it up, do what I got to get done over and over until I get it. And if I'm not clear on something or I'm uneasy with something, the best thing for me to do is ask a question. Let me stop him right there. Whoa, can you not pour so much right now? Hold on, I'm getting it, but woo, it's getting a little much. Can we pause? Let me go get this out so I can come back and get what else you got to give. Or, hold on, let me redirect where the fluids are so I can create space in my sponge cavity to keep taking this fluid that you're trying to give me. Instead, we tend to tell them how to do it. Don't do it that way. Yes, do we all have ways we learn? Yes, we have different mechanisms and how we process information, how we learn, and how we obtain. There's no question about it. And it's our job to learn, to figure out how we best learn, and then communicate that to the people that are teaching us. And then they have a responsibility also to work to try to teach us in that fashion. But that doesn't mean that's going to be the only fashion in which they teach us. They're going to teach us in multiple fashions, and it's our jobs to pick that up and understand that. It's our job as a sponge to understand that, shoot, our function is to absorb fluid. If a sponge can't absorb fluid, what happens? It becomes brittle, old, and cracked, and dying has no use. So many times when you look around, especially in this day and age, you got a whole bunch of brittle sponges out there that swear that they are legitimate sponges, and they won't. They're not able to receive it because they've shut it out so much that when you do open yourself up to be poured into, it's an overflow and now you feel like you're drowning. But you didn't go through the process in the beginning to understand that you have an intake, you have a threshold, and your threshold is much larger and higher than what you think it is. So as I'm watching, you know, kids get offers and we talk about it actively here at our school. Where I'm at, we talk about it all the time. You know, why is this kid getting offered? You can't control why he's getting offered, why he's not getting offered. I can't tell you. Unless I have a conversation with one of the coaches and this and that. But I can speculate. And having some experience and background, I can kind of figure out why certain things are happening for certain individuals and why they're not for others. So the smart student athlete would take that information that they're getting and then learn from and be like, okay, this is what I know I cannot do based on the source giving me the information to soak up. And then when I forget it, let me go and deposit this somewhere and then run back. Will it be completely out of me? No, it won't. It won't be completely out of you. Because not all the fluid is done. There's not a sponge when you squeeze it out after you've put fluid in. It's going to stay damp. So that means it retains. It retains a little bit of that fluid each and every time. So my plea, or my cry, my call to arms, if you will, in this culture with our youth that are aspiring to do big things, you know, let's become sponges. Let's get from the sources that are willing to pour into us. Let's get it. Let's quit arguing with it and fighting with it and telling it how it needs to do it and how they're wrong. When they obviously know, I mean, that's their title, you know. coach, he has some information. Scout has some information. College coach has some information. You're trying to get that information. But then you want to tell him how to give you the information. You want to tell him that the information that he's giving you is wrong, based on not your findings, but the findings of somebody else that have did a little research on Google, or somebody told them, hey, this is how it works. This is what happened for me. This is what my son, he got drafted, or he got recruited, or he did this, or he did that. This is how we did it. They don't know. They don't know what happens in that room when coaches are talking. Hey, I don't want to recruit the kid because his hands are too small. I don't want to recruit the kid because he only has a size 10 shoe. I don't want any more short receivers. I don't want any more sawed-off stubby D linemen. I need guys to be 6'5 or better. That's just what we are over here. There's all kinds of factors that go into it. I don't like guys from the West Coast. I don't like guys from the East Coast. I don't like guys from down south. I don't like guys those guys from that part of the city. They're soft over there. Well, they're too hard over there. There's guys from this area. They're thugs. You know, they're going to be in trouble when they get to school. There's all kinds of conversation that happens out there, ladies and gentlemen, in the podcast world. And you'll never be privy to that information. God bless my wife. This morning we were having a discussion, and she kind of dropped some science on one of our children, just about how life works and being in the work environment and having a manager and having a boss and different type of bosses and just how you have to navigate through this thing. So, you know, rely on your sources and make sure they're credible and viable. And then when you get that information, trust in it. It may not be great. You may not like it. It may seem like it's, man, it's overboard and they're flooding me and I'm going to drown. But if you trust the process and become part of it and understand it, you'll find out that really it works. It really, really, really does work. And the information is not bad. And you retain information. You'll be able to, in turn, be a source of information yourself for somebody else that comes behind you. You know, football didn't start and stop on this class. It didn't start and stop on the draft class. It didn't start and stop on the great player, the number one player this year, because there was a number one guy last year, and there was a number one guy before that, and there was a number one draft pick last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and there was bust also. So it's going to keep going. It's perpetual. So what can we contribute to it? I'm going to go on and check on out, sign on out. It's been Coach Burns, Building the Dream Podcast. Please give me some feedback. Let me know if this is valuable. Let me know if you're hearing it. Let me know if it makes sense. Love to have some people come in and be on the podcast. Let me know if you're interested in getting on and having some dialogue. It's all about reaching and teaching. Talk to you then.